Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
10 minutes it is to 5 o'clock this morning. Let's turn to Hayes Yabis. And joining us is a social worker from that establishment, Elise Smith. Elise, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning to you and all the listeners. Thanks for the opportunity to chat to you.
You do important work in trying to combat the scourge that South Africa is trying to really rein in, that is of gender-based violence and femicide in this country. Tell us about your house and what it does.
So we're a safe house in the heart of the northern suburbs of Cape Town. At the moment, we have 9 ladies and 8 children, various, and the ages of the children, they vary from the ages of 1 year up to the ages of 13. Our women, they are all in the middle to the high income group. So we take them in as is, gender-based violence, or they've been abused severely, physically, mentally, financially, and we render a holistic service to help them and to give them healing, to be better persons in the community again.
And when you say holistic service, Elise, what are some of the services that you offer?
Okay, so we don't just give them a roof over their heads or a plate of food. We look after them mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Yeah. And sadly, demand for your service is never ending, is it?
That's correct. We're the only safe house in the Western Cape and actually in the whole of the country that renders a unique service like this for these type of women. So we're a safe house. We're not a shelter. And the women that come to us from all walks of life, and they come as is. Some they only come with a little carry bag. So, and we uplift them. We give them healing. We look after them, not only physically, but to get healing and to look at life with a different perspective the day when they leave our house.
Because the objective is that they will leave your house. It is a safe house, so by its very nature, it's temporary.
Yeah.
Is there a defined amount of time that ideally they should stay with you, or they could arrive today, and if by Monday they can secure a safer place for them, and often they come with their children, would they be able to leave then within a number of days?
Yes. You know, every human being is so unique. So some stay with us for a week, some stay for us for a year. But the contract states normally between 3 to 6 months, but we can stretch it over to a year. And every human being is unique. So we will never, ever put them on the street and say, now the times that your time with us is now, you got to leave now. No, we will never, ever do that. Every woman's unique. So we treat each case as individualistic as can be.
No, for sure. Of course, we won't say where in Cape Town you are, because the nature of safe houses is to protect those women and children from their abusive husbands or partners, and they should not be able to find them in any way whatsoever. Running an entity of this nature does require a lot of resources, and I'm on your website now, Hayes Yabis. It's HUISJABES.co.za.
Correct.
And I know there are ways that you're encouraging readers of the website to donate and to contribute. Do you want to highlight what are some of the more obvious ways that they can help the organization?
Because we are a normal household, we are always in need of money. We are always in need of perishables. We are always in need of food. The little things that keep a household going. So we honestly and truly rely on the hearts of our listeners and the public out there. So they are more than welcome to visit our website and contact the number on the site. But I'm also willing to give my number if they wanted to contact me directly as a social worker.
Can I rather just read out the number that's on the website, and that becomes the point of entry for our listeners, which is 083-564-3313. That's 083-564-3313. And of course, the website address, once again, HUISJABES.co.za. Elise, thank you very much for the incredible work that you and your team do.
That's awesome. And thanks for the time and the exposure that you give to our special house.
Of course. Elise Smith is a social worker at HACE Yabies, which is a wonderful safe space for survivors of domestic abuse, of gender-based violence, and a safe home, a temporary one, but a safe home nonetheless for those in need of their service.
Wake up. It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.